There are lots of clever men, but the ordinary egg can take them down a peg. Whilst they're laying down the law, the old chicken in the straw sits her down and she lays an egg. That's all. She lays us a new laid egg. But could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Could Ramsay Mack and the other clever men do the same as the poor old hen? The hen lays an egg and nobody has ever said that it was wonderful or marvellous or clever. But could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Now the ordinary cat takes meals upon the mat without the aid of knives, and it songs upon the tiles can be heard for 30 miles, and it also has 9 lives, that's all, with perhaps 2,000 wives. But could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Could Peckham Rye or even Shepherd Bush do the same as the sweet little puss? The cat leads a life that is nothing else but clover, but with his little tongue he can wash himself all over. And could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Flighty little fly jazzing round the apple pie, or your bacon nice and brown. When you slush him with a fork, he will fly away and walk on the ceiling upside down. He walks on the ceiling upside down. But could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Could Wellington or Napoleon Bonaparte sit for 2 hours in a raspberry car? You swear at the fly and you glare just like a trooper, but that wouldn't stop him sitting on the face of Gladys Cooper. And could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Wilds of Africa, with his tail up, his hurrah, the ostrich roams the dales. But a fortnight he will stand with his head stuck in the sand, and he eats horseshoes and nails, that's all, with perhaps a few zinc tails. But could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why, no. Could Henry Ford, out in Oshkosh Mitt, eat horseshoes like the poor ostrich? It's only a bird, and it's ugly and it's skinny, but on its fluffy part it grows a feather worth a guinea. And could Lloyd George do it? Could Winston do it? Could Baldwin do it? Why not?